Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode.
Is it time for a soul search? Is this really what I want to be doing with my life? Is this what I really want for my career? Is this really how I should be living? Is there more I ought to be doing? If you've considered any of these questions at any length, you've already started your soul search. Whether you're feeling lost, stuck, or simply uninspired, it can be hard to ignore when soul searching needs to take place. As we explored last week, it's probably showing up as frustration in your life. Soul searching is the process of figuring out your purpose, your motivations, and what may need to change in your life in order to live in greater alignment with your true self. It often occurs as a result of feeling out of touch with yourself or like something is missing. So how do you start a soul search? Firstly, spend time alone with your thoughts. Soul searching means evaluating how you're feeling and what's important to you. Getting clear on those thoughts is only possible by minimizing distractions and spending time with yourself. Give yourself the time and space to be alone. Disconnect from social media. In fact, turn your phone off. Take a day off from socializing and find time to simply relax. A quiet activity, journaling or doodling, it might help your thoughts flow. Begin to think about how you're feeling in your day-to-day. What parts of you feel satisfied and where do you think you've got room to grow? Consider your values and how are you living by them? Consider what you'd like to achieve and what you want to identify. How you want to identify in the world. Once you've answered these questions with yourself, you're ready to take action. So step two, reevaluate your life. Soul searching isn't just an evaluation of your internal self. It's an evaluation of how you're relating to the world. Consider your everyday life. Is it supporting or diminishing your values, your motivations, your true self? How are your relationships helping you to grow? Is your career fulfilling your life motivations? Do you dedicate time to your hobbies? Are you representing yourself the way you want in your day-to-day? Once you've answered these questions about your life, consider how you can better align your practices to your soul's purpose. Perhaps outline a plan, make a resolution, or talk through your realizations with your partner. Step three is to build new relationships. One of the surest ways to nurture your soul is to connect with other people. New relationships can open your mind to the potential of life. New relationships can teach you a lesson. They can improve your communication or simply reflect on something you didn't realize about yourself. Relationships, new or old, can be a way to really enrich your life and deepen your sense of life. And step four, get clear on your strengths. Start by writing down all the skills and experiences you have. Sit with it for at least 10 minutes. Explore everything you do. Identify the skills you use. Think about how you plan the family's social calendar, the skills it takes to do this, planning, organizing, communicating, delegating. Think about the conversation you had with your daughter yesterday, negotiating why she can't have a mobile phone just because her friends do. What skills does this require? Listening, judgment, negotiation, debate, problem solving. You're getting my drift. Think about everyday life and the skills you use without thinking about it. Then consider any special skills you have. Drawing, writing, speaking, interior design. Write down everything you can do. Think about what you do every day at work, or if you're no longer in paid work, what did you do? What skills did that require? And once you've spent some time developing your list, ask yourself which ones come easy. What do other people recognize as your strengths? Use a highlighter or a different colour pen and get clear. What are your key strengths? And voila, you've identified your strengths. Perhaps some of these you'd forgotten about. Perhaps some you use without thinking about it. Perhaps you've lost confidence in how to use them. What's important is you've rediscovered them. And now you know them, you can start focusing on how you want to use them. How do you want your strengths to show up in your life? What does using your strengths achieve for you? Give yourself the time and space. It will come to you. If all this sounds like something you want to do for yourself, then I am super excited to share. My coaching doors are open. I've got one client spot left starting in February, and I'm inviting you to join me. Stop wasting your time and energy trying to do this on your own. Stop wondering what else there is. Start now to do this deep soul search. Gain confidence in yourself. Start showing up differently for yourself and your family. If you truly want to live your true life, feeling aligned and more confident, then this is your time to show up. If you're still not sure, let me share what one client had to say about working with me. She said, if you're wanting to achieve a goal, but you're unsure how to get there, Emily has the insight, skills, and professionalism to help you. She manages to break down the goal into bite-sized chunks from the beginning to the end goal in sight. At all times, Emily is wise, helpful, and very easy to talk to. She has the ability to clear away the clutter occupying your mind and make you see things more clearly. I highly recommend Emily. She has a real gift with helping people and always offers advice with compassion and kindness. If you want this experience, if you want to work with me, I've got one client spot still available starting in February. Book a call with me today. I'll put the link in the show notes and let's see if one of my coaching packages is right for you.